So let's go to the next line. Morning. You're on KELA. Let's talk about it. Are you there? Let's go to this line. Morning. You're on KELA. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, morning.
Morning.
I'd like to talk a little bit about the nomination for the Supreme Court.
Okay, try it.
Okay. What I'd like to know is, I hate the structure of that, the way it's done.
Yeah?
And is there anything that can be done to change it?
Well, it's in the U.S. Constitution, so you'd have to change the Constitution, which hasn't been done in a while.
Yeah. You know what I'd like to see done? I'd like to see the president make maybe like two recommendations and then bring it to the public. And take the Senate and the House and all that stuff out of there, because all they're doing is costing us money. They'll fight this, whatever he said, whoever he nominates, they'll fight it tooth and nail. And you know that.
Yeah, that you know what's going to happen.
Right. And all it's doing is costing the public money.
Well, you know, the thing about it that really bothers me, I'm having a hard time getting my brain around this. I don't speculate who's going to be nominated to replace Sandra Day O'Connor. But you know that if the nominee doesn't believe in killing unborn babies, if they're not pro-abortion, they'll be unmercifully assaulted. I mean, they're going to suffer outrageous false claims and charges. The accusers know are either totally lies or just overblown, just to be sure that the right to kill unborn babies is preserved in the United States. Now, I can hardly believe I'm saying this.
Yeah, but you know who's doing it. And it's our elected officials in the Senate and the House.
No, it's our two senators.
Hate each other like crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's, I'd like to see that taken out of something like that.
What do you think? Do you think the people could choose a Supreme Court justice better than the president and the Senate?
Well, I certainly would think so, especially if they give them 90 days to find out about the people that he nominates.
Well, we seem to have a hard time with judges locally.